You might get some wind in this one. It is the morning of November 11th, the night of November 10th. That kind of nebulous time, right smack in the middle at midnight. I'm within spitting distance of 25,000. I have less than 1,100 words to go, which I'll probably do and be done by lunch tomorrow. I've got 1,000 to maybe 2,000 more words to tear me at the end of Act 1 and start Act 2. So, I'm a little short of my goal. I was supposed to be at 25,000 by today for me to be done at the 20th. But I think I'm pretty close that, frankly, if I finish on the 20th, you know, because I do a little extra one of the days on the weekend coming up, I think I'm okay. You know, I've got 10 days left, and that includes 2 weekends. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be done by the 20th, at least for the NaNoWriMo portion. How much further I have for the actual novel, I'm not certain. I've written it as 3 full-size acts and 1 kind of micro act. So if we're looking at 25,000 each, you know, maybe the micro one might be 5 to 10,000. Maybe I'm going for 85,000 words overall for the novel, which I think is a pretty nice size sci-fi novel. You know, for the first one in the series. If it's going to be a series. I'm particularly happy with where the story's going. I had some hiccups there in the 9th and 10th chapters, particularly the 10th chapter's beginning. But I ended up bringing the character forward who wasn't really that important before. A character named Essex. She was originally a he, and was just kind of one of the secondary grunts in the kind of workers' corps the main character's a part of. But I decided to change Essex to a female and give her a little bit more depth. There could be, I know a lot of novels tend to have love stories in them, and I was thinking about the fact that, one, I don't have that many female characters in the plot. And two, I didn't have a love story. Now, I don't want to make a cliche, oh, he's going to get the girl kind of love story. But I like there being a romantic idea in the story, in the novel, to kind of expand on. For one thing, I decided X is married and has kids, and is concerned about her family's safety. So, I think it'd be kind of interesting to give Reuben feelings for her, but have them be not returned, you know. Kind of a, I want to love her, but she won't love me back kind of thing. I think that might give some fun character growth. Or just make him creepy. One or the other. But I do need to definitely, well, basically I'm going to reread the novel, you know, once I'm done writing it in January. I'm not going to be done in January, I'll be done at the end of this month, hopefully. Or just early December. But I'm going to reread the novel, and I'm just going to take notes and notes and notes and notes and notes. I'm going to take so many fucking notes and write a nice Bible based on the story and just figure out a good way to kind of fix it up. One of those notes is going to include bringing Essex to the front earlier in the story. I have a feeling I'm actually going to add a lot of words in the first redraft, or the second draft of the stories. I have a feeling I'm going to add a lot more to flesh out certain characters and scenes and certain things I kind of glossed over. Like, I don't think I've even mentioned what the main character's wearing yet, much less what other people are wearing half the time, except for the hooded figures. So I definitely need to add a little bit of details like that. There's a lot of places where I can add another scene or two and expand, and I'm going to. There's a lot of possibility there. So I think ending with 75,000 to 85,000 words for the first draft's a good thing for me. And then pop in another 10,000 words in the second draft. And then start editing and start making what's there more efficient and cutting out the chaff. Chaff. Whatever. So, like I said, that's all planned in January and February. That's when the editing's going to happen. Until then, the goal is to be done with the novel either by the end of November or to be done with it by the, you know, sometime in the beginning of December. I'm going to think of it as a Christmas gift to myself of a, hey, look, you finally did it, about damn time. So, which means I got to be done before December 25th, which is a long time away. Like I said, it's only the 10th. I've got 20 more days to write this thing, which at the current rate means I've got another 50,000 words out there. Because I'm not going to stop just because of Thanksgiving. I'm not going to stop just because of holidays and fun time. And I'm not going to permit myself high-level distractions. Like, well, I mentioned a little bit of family distractions yesterday. And I can expand on that a little bit more with personal distractions. 11-11-11 is the day that a lot of movies get released. But more importantly to me, a lot of games get released. Elder Scrolls Skyrim comes out tomorrow, or today, or whatever. I really want that game. I've loved the entire series. I've loved every game Bethesda's been putting out lately that has that kind of sandboxy kind of feel. So, the fact that I'm not buying it on release is kind of amazing to me. I really want to get it. I really want to pick it up, but I know if I do, I'm going to fail myself with this novel, because that's my pattern. I'll pick up a new game that I extremely want, and I won't stop playing it. I won't stop investing time in it. That isn't to say I'm not playing while I'm doing the NaNoWriMo thing now. I actually spent about 2 hours earlier on DCU Online. I just said online twice, technically. DC Universe Online. I guess I've been playing earlier. And, you know, I'm getting in various games in the evenings. I get about an hour or two of fun every night of just playing or watching something from 8 to 10. And then at 10 o'clock, I come out here and I write for an hour or two. Or hour and a half to 2 hours. And then at midnight, I turn off the computer, post my word count, and start talking on this. So, I think I'm doing okay by it. You know, maybe next time I'll... No, that's the addiction to games talking about to say something. I'll get myself Skyrim as a Christmas gift in conjunction with defeating the novel. Okay? Defeating that goal of getting the novel out there. To do otherwise is to invest too much distraction as an available choice. I can't do that to myself. It wouldn't be fair to me or the writing skill I have. You know, somewhere in there, I don't know how many thousands of words I've written. I don't know if I've reached the fable million words yet. I don't know if I've reached the 10,000 hours writing rule or job rule thing of to be an expert. I probably haven't. And I'll never get there if I don't do it. And I'm finally doing it. You know, it's been 10 days now of at least an hour a day. Sometimes 3 hours a day working on this. That's 30 extra hours towards that so-called professional goal of 10,000. I'm going to get there. It may take me a few years, but I'm going to get there. Okay. I don't even know where I'm going with this anymore. So that means it's time to head off. So, I will catch y'all tomorrow. I'll have reached 25,000 words, unless for some reason I decide I don't want to write anymore, and then I'm going to hit myself. And with that, I'm off.